Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Janet Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Janet Kramer and it's the Wind Down. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I've been wanting to do a podcast for years. And I think, for those of you that don't know who I am, I get 10 minutes to tell you who that is. I think I need a little bit more than 10 minutes. But to start, I'm a mom. I have a beautiful 2-year-old daughter. Her name is Jolie. And she's the love of my life. And she's the reason why I do everything. I'm married. And I say that with caution because you know, my life is extremely public and it's been a crazy journey because I've had a couple marriages under my belt, but I wouldn't really call them marriages. I would call them glimpses of things because one I met when I was 19 and then we went to Vegas. The other one I was only married to for a week and now he's my best friend. And, you know, now I'm married and we've been married for, it'll be 3 years in May, happily a couple months, but that's besides the point. We'll talk about that later. But
wait a minute. Did you just say you were married to somebody for a week?
Yeah.
How did you get divorced so fast?
No. Okay. Well, here's the deal. He's now my best friend, which is the funniest part of all of it. His wife is like truly my best friend here in LA. And we have like weekly dinner, family parties.
What?
But we were dating for 3 years.
Okay.
And then he was 14 years older than me.
Okay.
And the age wasn't an issue, but what the issue was is I was going right, he was going left. But because I'm such like a love addict at the core, I always wanted to like please him. And, but I, you know, my dream, I was going to Nashville. He was here in LA and, I was just finishing One Tree Hill. Long story short, it was just one of those things where I walked down the aisle and was like, I don't want to be married to this man.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Wait, was it a full-on wedding with the wedding gown?
We had the wedding
and
everything, yeah. It was the whole, I mean, so what we say is we laugh and we say we had a beautiful party. We were not married. Married to me is like what I'm in now. Like, we are like in it. You know what I mean? Like, we're fighting for it. we have a child, like we're working on our marriage. To me, that's marriage, not just like a wedding. And so I think I've only been I've only been married once, but on paper three.
But let's go back to the 1 week marriage.
The 1 week marriage. Yeah.
When did you decide you needed to get a divorce?
The day I married him.
The day you married him. So you guys didn't go on the honeymoon. You didn't.
Well, we went up north.
Okay.
After, because we got married up north Michigan. But I knew. I actually called the wedding off 2 weeks before. But then I was like, well, we have like an okay exclusive. And, you know, like.
I don't want to
ruin people's plans. So I was just like, you know, well, maybe I'll feel something different. Like maybe I'll walk down the aisle and I'll feel something different. But I knew that if I stayed married to him, we'd have kids and then mm-hmm. we'd end up divorced. And I was like, I don't want, like, I grew up in a divorce family. And for me personally, like, I just knew, like, if I knew walking down the aisle that I shouldn't be married to this man, I should divorce him now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was like the greatest thing that ever happened, because now he's married to this amazing girl named Julie and they have a beautiful son, and Camden and Jolie are like besties. Wow. And now we all hang out. I was just texting with her. They're in Hawaii right now and they're coming back and then we're having dinner tomorrow night.
That's incredible. So this is the most incredible.
And he's an actor, Jonathan Scheck. So he and he's like my acting coach too. So whenever I have auditions, he helps me. And yeah.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to be the runaway bride where you just didn't show up?
Oh yeah, totally. But I couldn't do it. I just felt so bad for people. Like I wanted to, like, because I wanted to have that beautiful day. I wanted to be in love with them. That's the thing. Every part of me like was just like, because I love John. I think he's a great guy. Would we have ever worked? No. Like, not at all.
Okay, so were his parents, different. Both of his parents there?
Yeah.
And your parents?
Everyone was there.
And
Girl. It was a beautiful wedding.
Did your parents know?
No.
No. What about his parents?
His dad and I never really got along.
Okay.
He's like real old school, like cop.
Okay.
And I was like this little young little like, I want to marry your son. He's like, what is my... He probably thought his like son was going through a midlife crisis, honestly, because I was like 26 and he was in his 40s. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the mom?
Oh, she's like, they're great. They're awesome. And, you know, they still, I mean, I have not seen them since the wedding.
Okay.
Every time I know they're in town right now. So I texted Julie and I was like, hey, does Jolie want to play with Camden? But I don't think they want to see me. So that we're not cool yet, but Julie, John, and I are great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long has it been?
July 4th, 2010.
Okay. So it's been almost 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, like, again, like we weren't like, yes, we dated for 3 years.
And what was it like then?
So back and forth. Because he had just gotten divorced from Christina Applegate.
Oh my God.
And he called me Christina so many times.
Stop it. Did he do it in bed?
Not in bed. Not in bed. Okay. No. But maybe, like, I don't remember that. But no, he would call me sometimes and I would just be, and I think I always wanted to like be better than her. Like I wanted to be like, because he was so hurt from that relationship.
Did she end it with him?
Yeah. So that's tough.
Were you a rebound for him?
He had plenty of rebounds before me.
Okay.
But and I was like his like first like girlfriend after Christina.
And do you feel like you two were codependent on each other?
No, he like didn't want me at all in the beginning, but I like forced myself on him. Like,
because he didn't want you.
We did a movie together called Prom Night and I was like, oh my God, that's the guy from that thing you do. He's so hot. And and then we hung out and then he's just like, you're too young. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm mature. I swear. And then it was just one of those things where I kept wanting his like love and attention and affection. And that's like what a love addict is.
Okay. And so what was the relationship like? How much time did you spend together? Like that whole 3 years?
3 years. We probably were together like a year, like 2 years.
Okay. And did you break up a lot?
Yeah, we broke up a lot. Because he just didn't want really like, oh, him all the time.
Okay.
And I'd be like, please, why don't you want to be with me? But he just didn't want a girlfriend. He's like, I'm not ready. So, wow. And I just waited and stayed and passed so many, like, and every time I got in a good relationship with someone, he'd always come back. And then I'd, of course, break up with that person and date him.
Yeah. And then when he was ready to commit to you, that was when you were like, I'm done with you.
I know. But it was because we had different, we were too different at that point.
Okay. But you're best friends.
Yeah.
But just too different.
So we couldn't be married now. I know people are like, well, you guys are best friends. Like, why wouldn't you guys work? Because him and Julie work. Like, she can handle his stuff. There's certain things as a wife that I could not handle that he does.
Okay. That makes sense. I understand that.
Yeah. Like, he's, you know, he's really, really, really actory. And sometimes I'm like, can you just, like, stop?
Like, and just be does like, he need the attention? Does he, is there a dark
actors,
side?
I mean, like, I know I like attention. I know, mm-hmm. I mean, all actors like attention, but it's just, it's, yeah, and there is a dark side too. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's heavy and it's like, I like more of the light with the heavy.
Right.
And sometimes, like, and Julie can balance it so well. Like, I
and
see
support
them,
it.
And support it. And I would be like, he would write a script and I'd be like, that's awful. And that's not a supportive wife, you know? But I didn't.
But it's an honest one.
Yeah, but it's not a nice one. And Julie, like, supports his, like, thoughts and ideas.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about now?
What about now?
What about now?
Me?
Yeah. Do you, like, still consider yourself a love addict?
I'll always be a love addict.
Okay.
I love, because you have to be careful with that, because it's like, you know, there's times when, you know, my husband and I aren't good. And it's like, you have to really hone in on that love addiction because you don't want to find it somewhere else. You got to keep finding it in the relationship.
Right. And do you think about that sometimes? If you guys aren't doing well?
Yeah. Right?
No, I think
you're everyone
right.
has like healthy fantasies.
Yeah.
But I'd probably never admit that to him. But now that he's probably hearing this.
Now he knows.
Now he knows. No, I mean, I think that's a tough question. Because I would be mad at him for having those fantasies.
Right.
So I shouldn't either.
Right. But
sometimes I fantasize about being divorced and having the house to myself.
And
that's more my fantasy,
you...
not about being with someone else. It's about being alone.
Having space.
Having space. Just right. being like left alone for a day. A Wednesday.
Does he preferably. For every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Preferably.
Does he... Does he demand a lot? Does he?
No, my husband he's great. I mean, obviously it's very public. Our separation was extremely public and mm-hmm. his stuff, which, you know, we'll all talk about later in podcast history, but, we're working on it. And that's the thing, like marriage is whether there's infidelity, whether there's, issues in the marriage, you always have to work on it.
Yes.
I think someone that has a perfect marriage, I call BS to right away.
Absolutely. Because you have to grow.
That means that you're actually not working on your marriage then, to me personally.
Right. Because you're not growing.
Yeah.
You have to grow together.
And the people that don't grow together, like we're both willing to work. That's the thing. I'm willing to work. He's willing to work. Mm-hmm. That's what's making this relationship not end catastrophically yet.
Do you go to therapy?
Yeah. So much therapy. But I love therapy. I think it's great.
Do you do individual and marriage?
Individual marriage, and he's got his whole, you know, his own thing that he goes to as well. So it's both of us, you know, you actively working on the marriage.
You and guys are in it. You guys are it. Really yeah. putting the work
it's
in.
It's tough. I mean, sometimes like after couples therapy, it's really close to our house. So mm-hmm. a lot of the times I walk home just because I just need like a minute. It's tough because you're talking about things that's like, yeah, I wish it was a complete fairy tale and perfect, but it's not. But at the end of the day, like it could be. If you really, truly work on it and both partners are willing to work on it, then you could have a beautiful relationship.
Well, we'll love see. That.
So here's the deal. I need as much help as all of you guys do. And I'm constantly on my comments looking at what you guys want. And what I need too is, so I'm going to have not only celebrity moms on here, I'm going to have life coaches. I'm going to have sex experts. I'm going to have marriage therapists because I know we all need some help. I know I do. Caroline Zwickson. She is a life coach, works with mom issues, relationship issues, or even just life. And you can find her at carolinezwickson.com. Caroline, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So can you tell our listeners just a little bit about you, your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a women's hormonal health and life coach. I'm really passionate about, you know, connecting the two. Mm-hmm. And my background is in psychology. So I also have a master's in counseling psychology, and I specifically now work with mothers to really reclaim themselves, you know, their identity after becoming a mom, which so many times gets so lost. And then also reclaiming your health postpartum.
That's amazing. And I'm here with producer Jen too. And we were just having that conversation about how it's, that's what I'm personally dealing with, is how to be able to separate being a mom and then my career. Cause I have a lot of guilt with that too. So what would be like your advice for me and moms out there that are having that problem?
That are having that guilt problem specifically?
Guilt, but then also, so I guess two things, guilt, and then also how to have my thing, but like how to have my purpose in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like really like, how do you reclaim yourself as a woman?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times, you know, like the most common thing that I really hear from moms in my work is, I don't even know who I am anymore. Right? That real sense of loss, that like, I don't even know what happened to the woman who I once was. And then there's this whole idea in our society and culture of like bouncing back and getting that woman back and getting that life back. And what I always tell my clients and what I spend a lot of time talking about is that it's not about, you know, getting back what who you once were, but really meeting that person that you are now and really meeting the woman and the mother that you've evolved into, because she has changed. Like, she's different physically, you know, like her value system has changed dramatically. And so really approaching this topic with a really open mind and open heart and really finding out, who are you now that you've undergone this massive transition? I think, and then another point to that is, I think something that is really important, obviously, is time. Like, so many moms struggle with time, and like not even moms, right? Like everybody nowadays is struggling with time, and becoming really good at delegating and understanding what are the areas and subjects that you can actually take care of, and what are things that you can really delegate to other people, and how can you really structure a support system and a tribe around you that is supporting you in, you know, integrating motherhood into your life.
You know what? I love that. Here's my problem with it, though. Because I sat down with my therapist and I was just like, I feel like I'm doing everything. And she goes, well, start trying to ask people for help. So, but when I asked people for help, for example, like my daughter had spit up in her crib, and it was so hard for me to ask my nanny to clean the sheets.
But why didn't the nanny just clean the sheets?
Well, because she didn't know that she had like spit up in there. Oh, and so okay. I asked the nanny, I said, and it was, I was like, okay, I'm going to practice like what my therapist told me to do. So I was like, can you please change the sheets in like the crib room, you know, in her nursery? Mm-hmm. And I come home and she didn't do it. So I'm like, this is why I don't ask people to do something, because it doesn't get done. Like, I have to just, I'm just going to do it myself.
Right.
So that's like where it's like, how do I delegate? But if I don't like the way that it's done, or if it's not done, how do I deal with that?
Yeah. Well, if it's not done, then, you know, maybe you're not getting the right kind of support. Like, you obviously like need people that you can trust and like rely on, and who are, you know, like also like obviously like willing to help you. I think that whole like hesitation to ask for help, like that is really a muscle that we can train. I think the more we can train ourselves to ask for help, the easier it becomes, and the more trusting we also become as we're experiencing over time, that I asked this person for help and they did it. And it was done in a way that was acceptable for me and for everybody else. And from like basically like having positive experience, positive experience, positive experience, that is what's going to build your trust muscle.
It's hard though. You know?
So
it's
hard.
Really hard. And it's so really hard to find a team that like really, you know, fits into your lifestyle. Like a friend of mine always says, hire really slowly for anyone who comes into your personal house.
Yeah. Hey, true or false, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
False.
Agree. Wow, yeah. I agree with that too. Why do people think that that's true though?
Because it's the easy way out, you know, but if you're really talking about creating lives that are really fulfilling for ourselves, because a lot of people settle for a mediocre life, right?
Mm-hmm. I was testing you with that, Caroline, and you passed. I was testing your life coach ability. And I was like, I bet she's going to say true. And then I'm going to say BS to that. No, but you are a true life coach. People should definitely.
I'm glad I passed.
All right. Here's another one. True or false. If you can beat them, join them. If you can't beat them, join them.
That's a false.
She's passed again.
Two for two.
But here's the problem. People think that's like true stuff.
If you can't beat them,
join them. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but then you're just sacrificing yourself and your own values, and that's not a good way of living.
She's a real life coach, ladies and gentlemen.
She is. And it starts young, doesn't it, Caroline? It starts with girls when they're like really young in their peer groups.
Yeah. And boys too. I mean, like developmentally, they go through like a twinship phase, right? Where they are basically trying on what it's like to be like the other people, and they're like copying everything that somebody else is doing. But I think that's where, you know, like our parenting comes in at some point, where we also have to encourage them to be true individuals. And a lot of that happens by role modeling, right? How can you stick to your own values? How can you stick to what's really important to you? How can you actually speak with an authentic voice? And that's what the children will learn.
Right. Question about that with relationships. What's your advice about an argument in front of your children? Is it something where here's my problem. I don't want it to be like, oh, we're just like perfect and people don't argue. And it like, what is the line with that and raising, you know, showing your children certain things?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like an argument, like it can be like something where you're feeling like, okay, we're actually coming to a solution and we're like having a peaceful conversation. We just have different opinions, but we're coming to a compromise. I think that's great for your children to be able to watch. Mm-hmm. But if it's a really heated argument and where like basically like the foundational safety of the family feels at risk to a child, I think that should be taken into another room.
So what's the word, like think, table it, or like like what's the like not like, you know what I mean? Like how do you stop something then?
Like how do you stop the argument?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, one of you or both, ideally, like you have to agree, like if this happens, like, because usually this kind of thing, like it happens and then later on you're like, ooh, shoot, like this really shouldn't have happened, you know? Then you basically say, like, the next time I'm feeling this heat coming up again, because usually most of us feel heat when anger rises in the body. When I'm feeling this sensation in my body, it's going to be my responsibility to say, let's stop this conversation now and let's resume it when the kids are in bed or when, you know, when we're out of the house or whatever.
It's so hard because I want to like finish it.
Also, you're heated, you're not really in the moment. You are in the moment of the anger.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking about anything else around you.
How do you deal with
it's really hard.
Moms wanting to separate to their, because sometimes I feel lost as not only a mom, but as a wife too.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and
I'm like,
super common.
It's just like, who, like you said, like, who am I? Because I'm like, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, but like, where's Jana? Like, where did she go?
Because
I'm just trying to please everybody in the family.
Yeah. And I mean, this is, again, like, moms tell me I'm losing myself, and dads or husbands tell me I feel like I'm losing my wife. That happens a lot because women have this tendency to self-sacrifice.
Because they drive us crazy. That's why.
Like, and they don't help enough.
You know what? My husband and I were just talking about that. Because he made a comment about Mother's Day. And it was like, moms are magical. And I go, why did you just make that voice? And he goes, oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was a Mother's Day ad. And I'm like, we are magical. We do everything. And he's like, you don't do everything. And I was like, where's our daughter going to preschool? He's like, I was like, you wouldn't think to like we just take care of it. We don't ask you to help us. Like, and we take care of it all.
Right. Does he know where her dentist is?
She wouldn't even know when she has to go to the dentist. That's the thing. So it's like,
right.
but we put all that pressure on us. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. And again, like, I know how you say to delegate. So I could be like, honey, make an appointment. And I know he would, but he wouldn't do it when I want him to do it.
Right. It would be 2 days from now.
Yeah. Or like a month from now.
Of course.
So it's like, again, it's like, that's where I feel like we almost like not force ourselves, but like we're the reason why we're losing ourselves.
Yeah, and we're not delegating. Like Caroline just said, we need to delegate. We have to.
Well, I think in order to delegate effectively, and this also goes back to what we were talking about earlier, we do have to trust the other people, and we also have to allow other people to do it their way, right? So like if I'm, for example, like I'm usually a person who cooks dinner because I'm also more into food, and that's kind of like the rhythm in our family. And if I now told my husband to make dinner and he's going to make something that he makes, like he's not going to make the dinner that I make, but I have to be okay with that.
It's strategic incompetence.
We have to remove our own expectations.
Like he's purposely screwing up something because he's like, I don't want to have to do that.
Like when they go to the grocery store and forget to buy four or five things.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I know I'm like giving my husband a hard time, but he is great because he does, you know, help the laundry. Although he's never He's like, these pants don't fit her anymore. I was like, yeah, because they're 6 months pants. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could have put them like away. Why are you putting those on our daughter? Like, it's like, I don't think he's ever like, you know, helped. I don't know how those were still in her drawer, because usually I make sure that her clothes are put away that don't fit her anymore. But somehow those got in there, probably because he kept putting them on her. Like, I don't know why these don't fit her. But, you know, I mean, he does help, but it is hard because, again, like, as moms, like, I feel like we do put that pressure on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And having a life coach help us, I think, is would be beneficial for me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So what do you do? Like, how do you, is it like a therapy session? Do I sit down and talk to you? Is it something where, you know, is it like a weekly thing? Is it a monthly thing? Or how does that work mm-hmm. with a life coach?
Yeah, I mean, it can look in different ways. The way I work with my clients is basically, I'll tell you really quickly, because you said, is it like therapy? But basically, life coaching focuses much more on the future and really is connecting you with your intuition and your desired outcomes going forward, versus traditional therapy really focuses more on your past and really overcoming things that happened in your childhood or in your past that you're, you know, not able to move away from. And so in coaching, I work with my clients every 2 weeks. So we speak on the phone every 2 weeks. And we discuss, you know, like what's happening in their lives, what are their blocks, and then also what do you want to achieve? Like, what do you want to get to? And then according to that, we plan very strategic and specific action steps. And then they have 2 weeks to implement, and they have unlimited email support. That's how I work with my clients, where, you know, they can like write me an email whenever they need to, in order to like update me on if something is working, if something is not working, and then we kind of problem solve from there.
Amazing. That's awesome. Well, yeah. Caroline, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Where can we find you at?
My website is carolinesixson.com. That's Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, and then Sixson, Z as in zebra, W-I-C-K-S-O-N.
And then are you on Instagram or any of those?
I'm on Instagram, and my Instagram handle is carosixson, so C-A-R-O-Z-W-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and this is definitely something that I know that I'm going to need, so... Hopefully you mamas out there got some good info too. So thanks, Caroline. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So these days you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast, which you can listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. And did you know you can also get postage on demand? All you need is stamps.com. So for me, I love stamps.com because I'm also a businesswoman. I'm working on my first business venture, and this is something that I'm going to need that's going to be very convenient for me because I'm working from home and I need something that is going to be convenient, easy for me, and is fast. And again, as a working mom, it's something that can save me some time in the day. So that would be amazing. So I'm super excited about stamps.com. So if you are a working mom, you've got a small business, stamps.com is fantastic. And you can use my code JANA for this special offer. It's a 4-week trial and includes postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in JANA. That's stamps.com and enter JANA. Oh, okay. Should we talk about sex on the show?
I think so.
That's what I'm curious, because I think sex and marriage is a huge issue.
Absolutely. Like, I have a friend. If you're married and not having sex, there is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
That is not being talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, my ex, we didn't even sleep in the same bedroom for the last 2.5 years.
Well, it's because you guys didn't like each other.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because were you not attracted to your husband?
No.
What? Were you ever?
I think so. I mean, that was so long ago.
We had to have been attracted to him to get married. No? I mean,
I
can't talk.
I was so young.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you probably.
Yeah, I'm sure I was.
Yeah.
There was a time.
Did you ever think about, so then you, what was the longest you went without sleeping with your husband?
Probably about 3 years.
3 years? No sex? Did you masturbate? Can we talk about that? That's what I want to know.
Can
guys,
we talk
what
about
is
that?
Too much?
What is too much?
Because I will talk about it. That's the problem. I am so
Did
open.
We just go too far?
What?
Did
yeah.
we just
so
go too
I
far?
I want to know if you guys think we're going too far. I will stop. I will PG this right on up. But here's the problem. If you guys want to be open book with me, we can talk about it all. If you want to send me in your questions or your comments, you can email me at janakramer@iheartmedia.com. And if you have any questions about sex or what you should do, like I have a friend, she doesn't sleep with her husband and I have a hard, like they have to like schedule sex. I'm like, well, that's boring.
How often do they schedule it?
I think it's like every other month.
Does she schedule
it's like
every other month?
Honey, it's May 2nd. We're having sex. That's like what like the therapist like had recommended. So it's like, and for me, it's like, I actually want to have more sex than my husband, which is an issue.
So like was it always that way with him?
With Michael?
Yeah.
Well, he has, he's got like intimacy issues, which is okay. Something that we can talk on later.
I know somebody like that.
It's tough.
Yeah. That's like where really tough.
It's so tough. So that's something I think we need a marriage counselor on the show for that talk.
I think so too.
Cause that's something that like he is working on, but it's really hard for me. Cause I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be intimate. Why can't we just like have sex?
Right. But he connects.
Like, he connects the two.
Right. And you're able
to. He connects like making love with intimacy. And I'm like, we don't have to make love right now. We can just have sex.
Yeah.
Like, you can even. Yeah. I mean, like, it's, yeah, like, it's cool. But like, I, for some reason, like, I need that. Like, yeah.
You're like, I don't need the foreplay. Let's just get to it.
I'm fine.
Right.
And even if I don't climb the hill.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yes, I get it.
It's still like, I don't know. I think it's bad, but I do equate love with sex. Like that he wants me because he's having sex with me.
Right. I understand. That's part of the love addict in you.
Yes.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, man, I feel so rejected as a husband.
Right. And that's not good when men feel rejected.
No,
that's when they start to look outside of the marriage.
But here's the issue with me, which is why I was like, because I wanted sex, I'm like, why did you cheat on me? Like, right. I was willing to have sex with you. So that's the part that stings me. Because I'm like, I begged you for sex.
Right.
Like, I wanted to have sex.
But that's a totally different issue.
I know. But that's what's like, there's that rejection piece that I have to like work on. So it's like when he doesn't want to sleep with me, because for me personally, I'd be happy with like 3 times a week.
Okay. Like full on 3 times a week.
Like me actually trying, mm-hmm. like maybe like twice a week.
Okay. And what about him? Like, what do you think he wants?
I think he'd be okay with like once or not even once a week, every other.
Do you, what do you think people do in those situations? Like you guys have been going to therapy. What is the therapist saying?
Well, we haven't really like gotten there because we have so many other issues that we have to work on. I mean, that's definitely an issue in therapy, but I think that's something we're still like working on and he's working on. Because sometimes like it doesn't have to just be sex, but I still want to be able to like, I want to like make out. I want to do those things.
Right. Do you?
But people, I feel like married couples don't make out anymore.
Right. But does he kiss you when he sees you? Is he affectionate?
Yes.
Is he...
But again, I'm more affectionate. Like again, like he, because he has that like intimacy issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would be like, I have way more PDA, but now I've like gone back from that because I know he doesn't like it as much. So it's like, well, then I'm not being myself and doesn't feel good for me. And so like, we're trying to find like that healthy balance. But that's the thing. Like when I talk to my other girlfriends, it's like them having sex. It's like, whether you want to or not, like, do you want your husband stepping out on you? No, like have sex with them.
Right.
Whether you want to or not, but then don't be a log because they're like, well, of course I don't want to sleep with you because you're just like laying there.
But then if the person really doesn't want to sleep with the guy,
then
it's
why
really
are you
awful.
Married?
Exactly. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes people, I get it. You don't want to have sex. You're tired.
Right.
You've got baby puke all over you. Like, I get that. But then at the same time, you should also, you have to have investment in your relationship. And part of an investment is having sex, I think.
It is.
But I also have women that aren't just very sexual and they've never like masturbated before. And I find that crazy.
You have friends who've never masturbated?
Never. And I'm like, let me walk you into a Hustler store and buy you a rabbit. Like it'll change your life.
Is that like, do you start buying them on Amazon and giving
presents?
I haven't
bought one in a while.
No.
I have an Old Faithful. We'll just call her Old Faithful. She's been around.
And how does your husband feel about that?
I actually named him Jorge. Like
Jorge.
My husband, we don't really talk about that.
Really?
No, because it's a very touchy subject in the household.
Okay.
Because I don't want him doing that.
But does he?
He better not.
He must.
He can't.
He must be.
It's weird. Again, I can't. It's like it's a tough topic because, you know, it's again, once there's like infidelity, things just kind of go. It's there's different boundaries that need to be in place.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Boundaries.
And do you feel like you're on the other side of that?
Oh, no.
No. Mm-mm. There's still trust issues. There's still...
I think there's I'm trusting him more.
Okay.
But I think you always have to continue to work on the trust.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to talk more about sex if you guys are. So if you have any questions, Jana Kramer at iHeartMedia.com.
Let's talk about it.
What is pansexual?
Pansexual is a term that a lot of millennials are using. They're more on the spectrum of sexuality. It has nothing to do with gender, race, age, anything. It's just they can fall in love with the human being. So they don't even consider themselves
isn't that
bi.
Liquid? Well, isn't there something, another liquid thing?
It's like fluid.
Fluid. Yeah, fluidity. Yeah. I was like, fluid, yeah. I'm fluid. It's, like, isn't the same thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. It's like you're on a spectrum of, you just, it doesn't matter the gender. You're just, if you fall in love with Nikki, who's a girl, happens to be a girl, you're in love with Nikki, the human being.
Do you think you could ever fall in love with a girl?
I don't think so. I love.
You don't love me?
Well, I love you.
My love addict is like, I'm going to make you fall in love with me. No, I'm kidding. You're going to make out with me by the end of this.
I no, feel I totally connected to you, but I am so...
Don't want to hunt me right now.
So, so into men. So into men.
I think that I... You know what? I've never told this before. Ever. There was this waitress at Fridays. I was in high school and I don't remember her name, but I had the biggest crush on her. She was like short hair lesbian.
Oh, wow.
But she was like cool and like confident and like sexy. And I would like catch myself flirting with her. And I was like, am I? No, I just like
a little
I've never forgot about her.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
But I would go for like more of the like short hair girl.
So more boyish.
Yeah. Like manly. I'm obsessed with like, oh my gosh, I just forgot her name. She's married to that writer, Glennon Doyle. She's married. She's a soccer player. Abby Wambach. Yes.
Got it.
I have a girl crush on her.
Did you ever have?
But I would never. I don't think I could actually go through with it.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. So I've never
so you
done
haven't.
That.
No.
I've never even kissed a girl. Even though I want to sing the song, I kissed a girl and I liked it. No, but I've never kissed a girl. Like, I mean, I've like kissed on like, but not like as in a, like a lesbian way.
Right.
Lesbian way.
Like you didn't make out.
No. But I've never had that. But I've never forgot about the Fridays girl.
And where was she? Where did she?
I was a waitress in Michigan at Fridays.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Never forgotten about her. And I've never even told anybody that story.
What's her name?
I don't remember. I had a hard time keeping a job when I was in Michigan.
I
would just go from like job to job.
And where else did you work?
Oh, I worked at Applebee's, Fridays, American Grill. I worked at Joe's Crab Shack. I worked at Greek Island. I worked at
Macaroni Grill. Oh, I love Greek Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know, my boyfriend would have like a soccer game and I didn't want to show up for work. That was the problem. And I was like, good. Yeah. So apparently I am really boring because everyone's like telling me about like, they're always like, what shows do you watch? And I'm like, well, the one show I did watch is over, Scandal.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what I watch? Huh? You want to hear what I watch? I was like, Puppy Dog Pals, Mickey Mouse and the Roadster Clubhouse. Like, that's the stuff that I watch.
Transformers.
Yeah, I'm like,
for me.
Everyone's like, you don't watch Westworld or, you know, Handmaid's Tale. I was like, I would love to. But by the time it's 8 o'clock, I want a glass of wine, I want my bed, and I want to go to sleep.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I've watched Bolt, the movie?
Oh, my God. That's actually really good. I just watched it the other day. It was really cute.
Just in the past 3 days.
Have you seen Up?
Have I seen Up?
It's so good. It's so sad, though. I mean, this
I
is
know.
Like, but I feel like we should, this is, okay, because you and I are so busy and we just watch like Up and Tangled and all those shows. Let's challenge each other to watch a show. It'll be like, instead of a book club, it'll be a show club.
Which show do you want to watch?
Well, I kind of want to watch Handmaid's Tale.
Let's do it.
Because I've heard that's really good.
So. I have too.
Okay, so let's do this because I know it's challenging. Let's watch two a week. I feel like that's pretty.
I can do that.
I can do that
too. Tuesday and Thursday night.
Sure.
Get on the spin bike.
I'll do Wednesday. I'll do Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
And when we'll talk about it.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, because I feel like if I'm not getting, because if not, then I'm just going to sit down and watch like Kardashian reruns.
Yeah.
Until I like get tired enough and fall asleep.
And I'll watch, you know, season 12 again of Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, we need to like, we need to be cool moms, okay? Like, we need to have some fun for ourselves. Yeah. We need to be cool moms. And you guys, feel free to join us in watching Handmaid's Tale. And we can, like, binge talk about it. And, yeah, we can talk all about it. Because I feel like for the moms out there that are just have puppy dog pals in their brain, we can now be like, yeah, have you watched Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
And, like, you can, like, feel a part of the conversation. It's a gradual binge, okay? It's not a binge at all. It's just reasonable binge.
It's a small binge. Two a week. We're going from zero to two.
Huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's 2 hours.
I'm going to like have so much more like knowledge in life. And I'm just going to walk around being like the Handmaid's Tale.
And we're just going to
have no idea what it is. I'm so excited. Handmaid's Tale.
I think there's nuns in it.
Oh, cool.
Is
I'm
there?
All about the nuns. Do you have a thing for nuns? Is that your girl crush, a nun?
No, but speaking of your blonde girl that you loved, who are your girl crushes? Do you have them? Celebrity girl crush.
Well, you know, Kate Hudson cut her hair. I'm kind of digging on her now. She's got
same
the short
pixie cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry, too.
I'm not into her.
No?
Mm-mm.
No. Kate Hudson, though.
Kate Hudson. She's got great style. But honestly, you know, I would say Kate Hudson, I like her style.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's kind of a tough one. But you know whose Instagram I look at a lot?
Whose?
Is Khloe Kardashian.
I love Khloe.
I do too.
Yeah.
What about you?
She's not my girl crush, though. Drew Barrymore.
Oh, she's
because
cute.
Because she's so cute. Yeah. She has everything going on. Mm-hmm. And I want to drink rosé with her because I just think
I'd be
like
really.
Let's
have her on and drink rosé.
Really good friends.
That'd be so fun.
Her. And Sandra Bullock. I love her.
I love her. She's so classy.
She is. She's always kept it classy, even when she was going through
the like, worst shit. Time of her
like,
life.
Just the what worst time. I know.
He did her wrong.
That was just.
She is great, though. She's just pure class.
Yeah. And she's a mom. And
Yeah.
Love.
I like her a lot.
Love.
Speaking of, Kate Hudson's about to have a baby.
She is.
A baby girl.
Yeah.
We should have her on. I would love to talk to her, like how she balances, because she's been married 3 times.
I know. Well, you know
with
what?
Three different kids.
Three different daddies.
Three different. So I'm curious.
All musicians.
I love her.
She dates musicians.
She's got a type.
She's definitely got a type. But I will, you know what? I love her mom because as soon as I started announcing that I was getting divorced, I was like, I'm never, ever getting married again. I'm going to Goldie Hawn it the rest of my life.
Because, I mean, it's working for her.
Right, because they wake up every morning and they make the choice to stay together.
That's so beautiful.
There's not a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is so much fun. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has just made my entire world. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I have. And Jen, you're so sweet. Thank you for being here with me. Anything you guys want to talk about, please let me know. Any advice, just anything. I mean, let's talk about it all. Email me at janakramer@iheartmedia.com and we'll be back next week and we'll wind down together again.